Welcome to the Can We Be Frank Show here on Universal Collective Network with your host and the crew, Selena Tavares, two old ladies on the couch, and the truck driver.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little low, but I hear you.
Okay, hold up. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Truck driver? Oh, hold up. Let's see. Get him in there. Can you hear me,
yes,
truck
ma'am.
Driver? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How y'all doing tonight?
We doing fine.
All right.
Yeah, that don't sound so happy. What's wrong?
Well, Miss Bell there.
She hasn't come on yet.
Oh, she went to choir practice.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe she'll be on in a minute.
Okay.
I got in trouble last night.
What did
you
do? What did you do?
Well, my wife got a habit of going back and listen to the radio station.
Oh, Lord.
She heard you.
Well, she got some stuff she ain't worried about because she says she knows everything anyway. But she told me, whatever comes out your head, you just can't let it come out your lips. She had the last part of it. So you went on ranting and raving like you did. That don't make no sense. Well, anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you went hard last night, and
yeah.
I said okay. You went hard. You weren't playing last night.
I said wow. All I could say was wow. Yeah.
I didn't mean
to.
I didn't mean to. I really didn't.
Huh?
I really didn't mean to. But we all, us just were given so much, and we just depend on everybody but ourselves, you know. And,
yeah. And you know what? I couldn't disagree with you, and that's why I didn't say anything, and I didn't want to interfere with what you were saying.
Yes, ma'am. So.
Hello, Miss Velma. How you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. If you all don't mind. I would like to answer to the truck driver what he said last night.
Uh-oh,
I didn't answer. I didn't interfere. I didn't interfere. Because
yes, ma'am.
This is what I want to say, truck driver. And each one of us, every last one of us on this line, we're all grown. We all have our views on how we see things.
Yes, ma'am.
And we all agree. Well, my motto is we agree to disagree. But this is what I want to say to you. And I'm saying it out of love. And I hope you please don't get upset with me because I didn't get upset with you last night. I agree with a lot of stuff that you said last night, but a lot of it was the way that you said. I can't see saying God and curse word all in the same sentence. That I don't understand, and I never will understand. Because you speak Bible too much for that, truck driver. You speak Bible too much for that. But anyway,
I agree with 100%. I agree with you 100%. It's just,
but
you know,
this is what I want to say to you.
This is what I want to say to you.
You have your opinions on how you feel about heaven and heaven on earth and all that good stuff, and that's true because my pastor preached that every Sunday. Wait till you get to heaven to have, and you can have heaven on earth. But for me, it might be the same. What you call in your heaven on earth may be different from mine. Truck driver,
yes,
you don't know the story like Agnes know about my and Selena know. My son beat death 3 times. They want the doctor's degree to let him go. He
yes,
died.
Ma'am.
They let him go. One particular doctor kept working on him for 1 hour, and my son came back. I walked and I prayed. To me, that's the biggest heaven on earth that I could get. The same thing with me, with my health. And another thing, this is me, only me. Nobody have to agree, and it's not for debate. I just need to say this.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe what the Bible says about tithes. I pay my tithes. I pay offering. I help people. Nobody don't ever know. Sometimes I give my very last. God has blessed me. God is blessing me. And he's blessing me more than I could ever say. And I am, that brings joy to me, because I know what the Bible says. When you pay your tithes, the Bible says the wealth of the wicked is set up for the righteous. And I've had some wicked people to bless me financially. And the Bible says that it would happen. But a lot of things has happened for me, because I abide by what the Bible says, and I believe that's why God is blessing me. Things is happening in my life, and for me, that I believe would not be happening had I not believed, if I did not stand on the word of God and do what the Bible tells me to do. To me, you're supposed to pay your tithes. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm supposed to pay my tithes because the Bible tells me to. The Bible tells me to give offerings. I give offerings. The Bible tells me to help people that I know at the time that I can help. I have done that, and I'm still doing it. So I'm blessed. So however you see your thing, and the way I see mine, and the way that we go about getting it, is different for each one of us. And I see blessings, and I still see where God is still blessing me, because I got some more stuff that's about to happen to me. And it's only because of God. And it's all in the way that I see it. Now, that's me, and nobody else on this line has to agree with me. But I agree with the Bible. I agree with how the Lord and the Holy Spirit deals with me, give me things to say. That's somebody didn't say that last night. I was unctioned by the Holy Spirit not to interfere with you, not to say anything. But today, the Holy Spirit spoke in my spirit for me to speak this tonight. And so that's what I'm saying. So
yes,
we all good, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the end of it for me, huh?
Wait, Bell.
Hey, stop. You ain't go live on Facebook, you guys. Hold up. Hold that thought.
It was live.
No, it's
still good.
All right, you guys, I want to welcome you to the Can We Be Frank Show here on Universal Collective Network. This is the Thursday weekly wrap-up. So, you guys, 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749. We got several things we're going to talk about tonight. But anyway, before you guys came on live on Facebook, we Ms. Velma was responding to some comments that Mr. Truck Driver made last night. Mr. Truck Driver went on his little rant last night, which was, I agree with anything anybody says, because we all are different. We all have different beliefs, and we all are entitled to those things. There's no need for us to argue about it. Disagree or agree, doesn't matter. It's the ideal that we respect each other in the manner that everybody can have what can believe the way they want to, and they can say what they want to. Okay?
That's right.
What were you going to say, Miss Agnes?
I was going to say he already got beat down because his wife beat him down last night.
That's what he said. His wife beat him down. Tell him what he said, Mr. Truck Driver.
At 5:30 this morning, y'all, she called us. 5:30. You just can't say anything. Come on, so this. You need to think for yourself. I'm like, oh, wife. Y'all wife my pill. Now, you need to apologize. Well,
what did you do, Tom
Tyler?
Ma'am? From last night.
What did you do?
She go back and listen to something.
From last night.
And she at the end, and she just, she called me at 5:30 this morning, boy. Oh, we. She had to get me. Oh, yeah, she was talking about me. That don't make no sense. You ought to apologize. Oh, why? I wasn't talking about nobody. Why? I was just saying what I was saying. I was just can't say anything. Yeah, okay, wife, I'm sorry. Don't be sorry for me. So I'm like, I can't call about it at 5:30 in the morning, wife. I don't know.
You got it, huh?
Yeah, so. I go, God, she'll never call at 5:30 in the morning.
She couldn't wait. She couldn't wait no longer.
She couldn't wait.
She couldn't wait no longer. You
yeah.
got something to say. The longer you wait, the madder you get.
Yeah. Yeah, so. No, and then she told me, you know, you, ma'am.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, she just telling me, you know, and people don't, like Miss Velma said, everybody don't think what she thinks. I understand. Why if I wasn't trying to persuade nobody to think like I think? You just can't do that. So, I understand what people are saying. I felt feeling some time because, as a whole, I ain't talking about nobody in general. I just say as a whole, you know, we just forget sometimes. You know, as a whole, we just forget and seem like we care. You know, so
but
that's
why.
But
I think it's all right for you, Mr. Truck Driver, and I just said it, and I'm going to reiterate it. It's all right for you to have your opinion. I mean, where else can you say what you said? Nobody else is going to allow you to say what you said tonight. Nowhere else can you have a platform, and that's why we're here. That's why it's called Can We Be Frank Show. You were being frank of how you felt about some things. There's no need to hide it, and I'm not going to tell you to apologize for what you said. That's how you felt. That's exactly how you felt. You know?
Look, and it's just, you know, like I read the Bible, and I believe in the Bible. Don't get me wrong, you know, but he ain't through with me yet, you know. I just got a couple left. I ain't all full Christian yet, so.
You're a work in progress, huh?
Man, you know, that's all that is. But, and, you know, my belief is I think we just, man, we been there by us ever, and we ain't got nothing. They want to get us the keys to get in this park. Well, they ever. That's all I know. I believe in. But I ain't.
Okay.
You know, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
All right. Let's see, Mr. T. Hello, Mr. T. Oh, I guess he ain't saying nothing. He's not here. He's somewhere else. He said he's on the line, but I don't see. He's not saying nothing. So anyway, tonight you guys, I want to bring some stuff, and I know you guys got some stuff. We're going to, like, this is the wrap-up, so weekly wrap-up, so roundup, excuse me. So we know what happened yesterday. We know what happened the day before yesterday, right? Y'all remember, because I'm telling you, I actually remember everything. We talked to Mr. Royce Eckley, and we got some update on her information. And we actually sent her some lawyers, attorneys' names. She said thank you to all of you guys for doing that for her. Find any information, just please, just let me know. She said you can write her, you can inbox her, let her know if you have any extra information, anybody you guys know. Like I said before, our job is to inform, is to let people know something is going on. We have no control over whether anybody hears it. We have no control over how many people hear it. We really don't. We just put the information out there and we give you a platform to talk about it, to discuss, to tell your story. That's what we do on our end. Nothing else. We can't do anything else. If we have extra information, we give you guys extra information. Other than that, that's all we can do from our end. And I want us to feel comfortable in saying that, and I want us to know that's what Can We Be Frank Show does. That's all we do. You give us information, we share it with receipts, okay? Today, somebody sent me some information about some things that got passed down there in Baton Rouge. And again, let me say this. I'm going to say this. This is not about beating up on anybody. This is about finding out if we send you somewhere to do a job, do the job. Don't make it hard on the people who sent you down there. And don't do on your own when it's not your own decision to make. And don't let outsiders get in your ear and persuade you to do something different. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. Just say amen or yes, I know what you're talking about. And that's all I want to hear. Okay. As you know, they just passed the bill, the Unleash, for the House Bill 422. As you know, so far, New Orleans was in support of it. Now Shreveport. Y'all understand this. We had the greatest opportunity to be the second in line, the very second city in line, a part of the Unleash community, to pass a supporting resolution for HB Bill 422. We lost that opportunity. Shreveport beat us at it because somebody made a decision to change everything and said no. So now we're behind Alexandria. Lafayette hasn't made their decision either yet, and I think from what I'm hearing, Baton Rouge is not too, because they don't have enough of us on their board to pass theirs yet. So we're sitting at a point in the area where we can make a difference, but we had an opportunity to go ahead and make that difference, and we didn't get a chance to. And that's very, very sad.
Yeah.
Hold up. Let me finish. So we had that opportunity. I'm not saying that, well, why are we crying over spilled milk? But that spilled milk was very precious milk that got spilled unnecessarily. It should have never got spilled because it was right there in our hands. So now we got to sit back and wait till next week to have this resolution passed. I'm saying when we send you, it's just like any other job. If I send you to do something and I give you the instructions to do it, do it. There was no need to even object to this whole situation. There was no need to support it. Now Alexandria's number three instead of number two. Hopefully we'll be number three, because all they did was put the resolution back on the agenda. Didn't say whether or not they was voting for it. They just put it back on the agenda. So let us look at these people we're putting in these positions to take care of our people, because a lot of people are not looking at us in the same way. They quickly keep forgetting, and they got a lot of outside people in their ears that are not for us or the betterment for the whole, okay? Look at who's down in Baton Rouge. And a lot of them people down there that comes from this area, represent this area, is not for all of us. They're staunch conservatives. They're staunch Republicans. And they're not twisting. They're not changing. And there can be a lot of influence going on. Okay? I want to say that first and foremost. Now, who's that one to say something? Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, I like what you had to say about that. My name is Savara Swafford. I'm with the New Alexandria Power Structure, one of the sponsors and the co-organizers with the Power Coalition and the Unleashed Local Program. And some confusion happened earlier this evening. I'm sorry. I just had to get on and apologize that we said there was going to be a meeting tonight due to sad miscommunication. We missed that opportunity. We had the means, but we didn't have the way. So we're going to reschedule it. I would really love the community involvement on it. If you guys could come up with some dates, keep in mind that that our city council meeting is next Tuesday, and I know for sure that we'll be doing something right after that. But up until that point, if you guys want to know any more about it, you can check out Unleash Local on Facebook or just inbox me. Inbox me and I'll tell you everything you need to know about Unleash and the Unleash Local organization. Went to the Unleash Baton Rouge opening, the official kickoff, because Baton Rouge, they kicked it off at the state capitol once they got it passed or whatever. And I went down there and participated with their, it's an awesome thing. And it affects us all. See, this is what I'm saying. It's sometimes, at some point, the black agenda does coincide with the people that are oppressed. Because everybody that's oppressed is oppressed in different ways. Black people are oppressed in a way that not even society really fully understands. They just react to black skin the way they always do and the way their parents did. So they're sick in the head to a point where they don't even understand why. They don't see anything wrong with how they operate with it. But when we have the opportunity to take something as far as sick days, listen to what I'm saying, your sick days and your minimum wage and your option is to have your local government be able to be in charge of that. There's a ban that was being put on because they were trying to hoard the money and they were trying to turn people into slaves. That's why 725 has been the standard for more than 10 years. That's why we don't have a state minimum wage, because if they could pay you nothing, guess what? You better get your singing and stuff in that bag, because you're going to be in the cotton field. That's what they think of you. You know how I know? Because one of the tourist attractions in Alexandria is a... We have a road out back called Plantation Road, and not one black person lives back there. Multi-million dollar homes where they don't have, like, we suffer because they gang all the time. That's the way it's designed. And because of this previous administration, and I'm not going to get off into that, but because the money went, when we talk about that, Ms. Agnes, is $800,000 a month? Am I on point?
$800,000
a month.
$800,000 a month. To run a plant. And that's not normal.
When you spend a million dollars.
You can run Procter & Gamble for $800,000 a month.
And they don't even got to make no soap. But when you spend $1 million on an intersection of nowhere, you spent $1 million. See, the thing about it is, you worth the money, they just ain't paying you. There's no way. We did the math on this show too many times. 725 times 40 ain't shit. My language. 725 times 120, which is a month income, ain't shit. 825 a month, working 40 hours a week at 725. Come on, God. And you know they're not even letting you work 40 hours because they don't want you getting the insurance.
Part time.
Yeah,
so you're making a lot less than that.
Sick time.
So you're making a lot less than that. And then on top of that, how many of you people out there, I've been in the workforce, I haven't been in, well, I can't say that. But even at this last job I was at, they didn't even tell me about what my sick days and what my leave time and with none of that. You know why they don't talk to you about that? You don't.
Because you're part-time.
But you go to one of their jobs, and that's in the negotiation package.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's part of, yeah, that's right.
Part-time.
That's part.
See, they stopped the full-time. They started the part-time because they were finding out that people was not staying because it wasn't enough money. And besides that, they didn't have no benefits. Mm-hmm. Now,
that's
see,
what I'm
when,
saying.
When we work,
they wouldn't even
work
for. They the thing about it is they wouldn't even work in the conditions they offering.
You don't have no benefits.
They wouldn't even take them jobs. But they want
some,
you to take that
some
job.
Of those, you know, when we worked at Central Telephone, all of us said at once, we all said at different times, we are so glad we got this job because we got benefits, and we were making money, but we had benefits. We had family leave. We had short-term disability, long-term disability. We had a lot of benefits that you could that you couldn't get somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when
that
I
was at a time when you couldn't get it nowhere else, though. And now these people have the ability to offer it to you when they don't. These other companies, these McDonald's and I guess all these fast food restaurants, they have the ability to offer it to you because they make, they tell you how much they make.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't offer nothing. So the least people could get is like $9 an hour after making $7.25 for 20 years. That's the least you could do. And the fact that our local city government felt that it was necessary to remove it off the agenda without any further explanation just goes to show you that the game's a little bit deeper. Who from the state level would be worried about little old Alexandria?
But now, y'all do remember the McDonald's employees walked out of McDonald's one time, huh?
They don't believe, as Grandma used to say, they don't believe water wet.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to. Oh, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Y'all don't remember those people walked out of McDonald's because they wasn't paying enough?
Yeah, I remember,
remember
that
the
long
teachers
time
walked
ago,
out?
About 5 or 6 years ago.
Remember them teachers just walked out? Yeah. See, once again,
it can happen to you. It can get bigger.
I'm going to close my mouth.
It can go down. That's why, look, truck driver, you know, me and you, we got our little inside jokes.
Yeah.
I understand what everybody else is saying. I completely get it. But the fact that there is a venue, just like the host said, that there is a place where you can speak your damn mind. And you know what? We're not taking the show down. Yeah, we're talking about last night's show, and we're talking about it in third person, but we're not taking it down. You want to go back and listen to it, go back and check out last night's show. It was a great show. I don't care what nobody said. Finally.
Well, you know, when I was working at Red Peace Bank, I worked there off and on for almost 20 years. And when we got laid off, I was making $9.05 an hour. And I thought I was making money.
Yes, Lord.
Back then you was.
And the job I got after that, I went to Rapid General. Rapid General started me off at $6.97. And that's with 50-cent differential pay.
That sounds like you negotiated your sign up. Sounds like you had a package. There you go.
I was working at night. All right. And then I got another job. She said, you sure you want to stay at Rapids or you want to come work for us? I said, I want to come work for you all. They started me off at $6.97 an hour. And when I left there, when we all got laid off, I was making $23 an hour.
You got it. You was the boss. Sounds like you negotiated. See what I'm saying?
No,
and that's why people don't understand the value.
We didn't have to negotiate. Every Christmas and every June, we got a raise.
That's the way they do business. But that ain't real. That's not a reality for us. So I'm not only trying to make the level playing field. I'm trying to change our reality. I want to see us look at us differently at the end of the day.
I want my side of the check look just like yours. Bottom line. But tell me, once again, if the people ain't willing to fight for themselves,
they willing to fight. You know what you got to tell them? You got to tell them some shit to hit home. You got to tell them something that's going to knock on their front door. That's where UCN really comes in. That's where Can We Be Frank? That's where we come in. That's what we do. We put it on the front. That way you don't have to pretend like you don't know.
Because, you know, some of these people scared to walk out their job. Oh, I can't leave my job. Hey, you imagine how much money anyway.
Look, you know, Walmart got busted. Did y'all remember when
Walmart
got busted? Walmart got busted because they was paying the people just enough to be on food stamps so they wouldn't have to pay them the rest.
That's right. Sure did. They got in big time trouble. People were still getting
That's
food
one of their loopholes. That's some shit that they made.
But they had to pay them more money, huh?
All the money Walmart gets, all the Walmarts around the world, they got a Walmart in China.
You mean to tell me
that's all they can afford?
Did y'all hear that Family Dollar is going to be closed May 1st? All the Family Dollar stores?
I think that's Friends.
No.
It's Friends or it's Family Dollar? Because I was in Family Dollar, and the guy said, this would be my last time coming in here.
I'm going to tell you some real stuff. Friends is not in our neighborhood. So, okay, whatever. If it don't affect our neighborhood, we shouldn't even be worried about. I mean, it's good to be informed about it, but if it don't affect our neighborhood, why even talk about it? That's the whole reason we're talking, to change our reality. We got to change something. We got to start somewhere.
Well,
and people say we're complaining, but we're pointing out the simple fact. And people
Family
be making
Dollar
up stuff. And it could be Family Dollar might be next. But I know Fred's is on the chopping block.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Well,
and then that gap that Fred's is leaving, why can't we have a black business pop up?
Yeah.
There's going to be somebody goes to Fred's.
Yeah. Well,
they got
like
a lot of stuff in there, too.
Like Harriet Tubman said, she freed a thousand slaves, and she would have freed a thousand more if they knew they were slaves.
If they knew they were slaves, that's right.
That's the mentality.
That's the mentality we're dealing with, you guys. That's the mentality. We're only going to be able to inform so many people. The rest of them either don't want to be informed, or they either don't want to be informed, or if you are trying to inform, they don't want to hear it.
It's a choice.
They don't want to
hear it. Ignorance is a
choice. That's right.
Ignorance is a choice.
That's right.
But the first thing they'll say, oh, man, y'all just being messy. Y'all just starting stuff.
What were they doing? You know why people get mad because we start stuff? Because 9 times out of 10, they know whoever hand got caught in the cookie jar. That's why they get mad at us.
You know, so people, you know, I mean, I don't mind helping nobody, but they don't want to help themselves. You know, sometimes
that's
I just say, hey.
You don't want to help yourself?
Like, this week, y'all, I know one guy I helped, he graduated from truck driving school yesterday, and another friend of mine that's going to truck driving school next week. And, you know, you got to teach them the ropes so they don't know the ropes. But they're willing to get off the street to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's two guys that got a job forever. All they got to do is keep their life. All they got to do is keep their life clean. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But they was willing to, hey, man, what I do, dog? How I do this here? And the money they were making, not nowhere close to the money that they was making. I'll just put it like that. The money they're making in a year, the money they're going to make in a year ain't close to what they're making in a week. But
oh, yeah.
It's all legal now, you see. They're trying to change their life around. Yes, ma'am. And they see, I drive trucks, you know, and, you know, so they figure, hey, look, let's do what he do, you know. And it's a living, you know.
Yeah, honest living.
Folks, yes, ma'am. A lot of folks don't want to do nothing, though. And they want to, but they don't know how. Put it like that. They don't know how.
Okay.
Well, they want to. They want
okay,
to. That's
guys,
the whole point. We're trying to motivate people. Yeah.
Okay, I want to change gears real quick here. I want to talk about something that was brought to my attention. As you know, like we were talking about earlier about the idea that we send people down there to represent us. This one situation happened. It's going to be something that happened in regular session down in Baton Rouge, and it's House Bill 425 by Jackson was the author, and it's the final passage. And the names, I can't name all of them, but one of the names on here is one of our state representative, our district representative, who voted yes for it. Let me tell you what it is. I'm gonna kind of read it just a little bit. This one lady named Maria Hammond, MPA, she says, "I really appreciate the debate around anti-blackness exhibited by other black people. This hot topic also encompasses classism and elitism exhibited through an in-house manner as well, but I definitely want to shed light on an even more detrimental issue. The Louisiana House Legislature voted 81 to 10 to ban abortion in Louisiana. I fear for the back alley and hotel room DIY abortions that are going to be on the rise. This could be a reality we may face as a state in the very near future. Hashtag LA Ledge, hashtag standards." Okay. Our representative voted for this bill to ban abortion in the state of Louisiana. It went down 81 to 10. That means 81 people voted for it, and 10 people voted against it. And then they had people who were absent in voting. Absent.
Walk out the room.
Walked out the room. Now, you guys, if you listen to what she was saying, it goes to show you a lot of these states are starting to ban abortion. Some of them are going all the way. I think New York State is all the way up into 9 months. To each his own, what people do with their body. I am not no judge or jury about what people do or women do with their bodies. I do not believe a man should have jurisdiction over what a woman does with her body. And as you know, we have a male representative that went over there, that went and voted for this bill, okay? We have to pay attention to this because people don't just get abortions because they get pregnant, because they did something wrong and got pregnant. This is rape, this is incest. All types of situations happen when women and young girls get pregnant. And I think it shouldn't be in the decision of someone who does not look like us or someone who doesn't have, excuse my language, anybody on here who does not have a set of breasts and a vagina should not have a decision over what is done with our bodies. But this is what has been happening for a long time. Any way to show control over the woman in general, this is what we do. This is what we do because we have to continue to feel like we have to have a stronghold over what a woman does with her body. I am not for or against abortion because I don't know what the situation is when an abortion takes place. Okay? I don't think it's anybody's place to vote against somebody else's choice. I just don't get that. I don't get that in America. Why do we do this? Why do we have to have control over every damn thing? So, I'm saying to you that our representative, we sent down there, voted for this bill, 81 to 10. You guys, look at the voting records. When we send people to go to work, we don't send them down there to make it detrimental for us. Just like she said, there's a possibility. Well, the back alley ball abortion's been going on for years because people were ashamed to get them. Because they couldn't get them.
Wait.
They couldn't afford
it. Okay, so I'm gonna take out the personal issue, right? Whether how he voted, right? I want to ask this one question. He knew this would go through, but they're saying that he knew that the 422 would fail.
I hear you.
So in other words, he just
went
with the masses then.
If somebody from our area also voted with him was Mike J. Johnson, the one who just Pineville just put in place, and you know Lance Harris. Lance Harris, people, please do your homework on Lance Harris. Please do your homework on Lance Harris. Lance Harris is not for us, period. Okay? And when you vote with him, you make me think differently about you.
Whoa.
Okay?
Once again,
you make me think differently about you.
You know what really gets me? It's these old men that vote against. If a woman, that's her body.
Yeah.
Her mom and daddy had her. That's her body. And
when
she
turned 18, they was no longer in charge of her.
Right. But the thing about it is, if somebody come in the house and raped the girl or she got molested or whatever, I don't think that's their right to say what she can and cannot do with her body.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's freedom of choice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. That's a touchy subject for me,
Yeah, it's a very touchy subject, and you know we run away from it because it is a touchy subject. But I'm with you, Miss Agnes. I believe what a woman does with her body is her body. I don't think you should force her to be able to make a decision that's going to affect her for the rest of her life. Not only is it going to affect the child, it's going to affect her for the rest of her life. And lots of times, we should not have that power in our hand to make that choice for somebody else's decision.
But you know
now,
what? I'm going to say this, and then I'm done. They're going to tell you what to do with your body, okay? But they're not going to tell you not to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
They'll probably tell you.
Like
depending on the
like
party.
That.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you what to do with your body. But they're not going to tell you not to be a prostitute and have that little black book with all them names in it, and you might be the very one going in there.
Yeah. Well, the reason I didn't tell you something to me, because these, turn my truck off, this predominant black family in Alexandria when I was in college, me and their daughter used to talk together, move together, I guess. And since I was a ghetto boy, and she was had a little money, her daddy had a little bit fat mouth, they had a little money, excuse my language. They just
decided,
yeah, they done something without me even knowing.
Oh.
You know, I ain't know nothing. But then still, we're going up to do these grown folks things, we can take care of a kid. I was in college. She's in college. But, you know, being that they are trans, like they picked up a long time ago, y'all catch it later on. Being that they are trans, like they used to pick up, they didn't want me to have nothing, you know. Oh, I can't stand them people. You think about it, McCall, you're almost there.
Just saying, and you know what? What's crazy about it, you guys, believe it or not, they holler that we have a lot of them, but people, y'all don't know what they've been doing for years.
Years.
Yes. So that's why I say a lot of these people who are making these decisions are very hypocritical. Hypocritical. And this
like
is no
I
history
say.
And they hide behind their religion to do what they do. To justify what they do.
Like I say, they tell you what to do with your body, but they ain't going to tell you not to be a prostitute.
And their name ain't going to be in no black book. They want your
Thank
name.
You.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. You know
nah,
what I'm saying.
You ain't going to be the madam.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to tell them what to do with the body. You know,
I feel everybody got a choice.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you never
I
know
feel
what
you got a choice.
And everybody got to pay for whatever choices they make.
they make.
Yeah.
It's not for us to make that choice for them. It's not for us to judge them. Because like you said, somebody could be being molested. Somebody could get raped. I mean, there's so many different reasons why these things are happening.
Well, she wasn't raped or molested. I know that for sure.
Didn't they have one congressman, I don't know where he was from, he wanted you to keep the baby till what is 9 weeks old or something, and then make up your mind.
That's New York. No, New York just passed it. New York just passed that they can have abortion up to 9 months in the belly.
Let me tell y'all something about that right there.
That's too late. That's too late.
That's sickening.
Let me tell y'all what they're doing. They're not killing those babies. They are taking those babies somewhere, and they're making Frankenstein. They're making Frankenstein. Believe it or not, them people is making Frankenstein because there's a whole lot of parts they get off those babies and make their own. You know what I mean? They just trying to be. They trying to be God.
You're right. And you got to remember, if it's a very healthy baby, if it's a very healthy fetus,
they're going to have that baby. They going to get some money and let people adopt that baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know they're selling people body parts, right?
And they're taking people body parts.
So, say
those 3,000 kids from Mexico, they'll never find them because they took their body parts. I don't know how true it is. I just saying what I heard.
They probably sex slaves somewhere from congressmen and all this stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be surprised to involve. Y'all be so surprised to involve.
Yep. You sure will be.
But that's a shame. It's a shame and a sin that you would take a baby or take a 3 or 4 year old baby and just do what you want with it. That's not right.
Ms. Agnes,
that's
a sin. Do they do it to goats and animals, Ms. Agnes? They do it to kids.
Yeah.
And you know what their motto is? One guy, when I, this time I got to keep up my job. That old dude was going to say, if you're old enough to crawl, she's in the right position. Oh, he said the wrong thing. You are terminated, Danny.
I want y'all to hear this. I'm going to
kill him tonight.
No.
Listen, you guys, I want you to hear this and why we were talking about that and why it's important for us to pay attention to this. I want you to hear what the actress Sandra Bullock said about her facial treatment. Hold up. Let me see if it'll play. Hold up. Let me turn it up here. Give me a second.
But now they want to kill each other. She more him than him her.
Can you hear?
But I like that about her. I like that she'll take a knife and cut her. Wow, listen to that talk out. Sandra Bullock appeared on The Ellen Show Thursday and opened up about the rather complex relationship that her kids, 8-year-old Louie and 5.5-year-old Lila, share. And Sandra admitted that little Lila is definitely the one to get annoyed by her big brother more than he ever will with her. But despite all of that, Sandra says their personalities complement each other well and that Louie is very protective of his little sister. And she shared with Ellen just how far he'd go to get her out of trouble. They're very different, you're saying. Very different, but in the best way, sweetly. And she did something that, I won't say what it was, but I try to get it out of him because he's very honest. That, you know, what did he do? Oh, she didn't do it. She will make scenarios, and then we put him to bed, and he goes, I don't feel well. I have this...
Okay, but let me tell you what she said. I'm reading to you what they do to make their face. Let me tell you what she does. The name of this article, this is a People's Magazine article, and it says, we tried it, the $650 penis facial that Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett swear by. What is it? The Hollywood EGF facial, otherwise known as the penis facial, thanks to stars like Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett, who both swear by it, radiant, glowing skin. It says, this what they do. It all started back in March when Blanchett opened up about her skincare secret, a special facial, anesthesiologist George Lewis, New York skincare, which Bullet turned her onto. She called the penis facial, which after further investigation.
Wait.
Okay. It's called the. Y'all not. Listen. Okay. The penis facial, which after further investigation,
the penis,
got his
Wait. What kind of facial?
A penis facial. I want to tell you why I'm saying this. Let me get to the point why I'm saying this. Because it goes back to
who came up with this? This is a bad idea. This is a horrible idea.
Listen to it.
Okay. It says that Bullock explains that through a microneedle technique, the facial boosts collagen by enabling serums, including epidermal growth factor serums, to seep deeper into the skin. The serum, she tells DeGeneres, is an extraction from a piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away, foreskin from a Korean baby.
Oh, wait. They cut you off, man.
Oh, shit. Hold up, y'all.
They were waiting on you. They were waiting. That's crazy.
Hold up. This is actually true. This is true. It's called, they use collagen, they take pieces of the foreskin of a Korean baby and use it as a serum to make you look younger. Did you hear what I just said? Now, that goes back to what we were talking about when it comes to these fetuses. People are obsessed with staying young, okay? They are, and it says it's called the epidermal growth factor. It's derived from the progenitor cells of a human fibroblast taken from Korean newborn baby foreskin, which helps to generate collagen and elastin.
That's sick as hell.
Did you hear what I just said?
That's borderline satanic. First off, let me tell you this. Let me tell you why it's beautiful being black. Can I tell y'all? We don't got to do none of that.
You don't have to do none of that. And you don't have
but
to do
But you got to remember now, Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett is the only one who admits that they did it. How many more of those Hollywood stars?
Didn't admit it. That's why you got to watch Hollywood. Y'all trying to model y'all lives after a movie. These people living weird as hell in Hollywood.
What happened to her baby she had? What's his name? She still got him?
I don't even know nothing about that. All I know is
Sandra Bullock adopted Louis.
Yeah, I think she did.
She adopted him. Louis.
And you got this other star, Sharon Thurman, got her little boy, turned him into a little girl. Y'all, they do some weird shit. Excuse my language.
Those movie stars
do
all kind of stuff.
We need to stop modeling our lives after these doggone celebrities. Because you're right, they do
because they live in weird and foul. There's this guy that I got on, this guy's yelling on my page. Apparently there's a whole nother lifestyle out there that you guys aren't hip to. I recently got hip to it. But there's this guy out here talking about living righteous and whatever life he was living or is living, he's saying that he's enlightening females and people in general, whatever. he's yelling at the camera. You guys go back and look at it. But he's yelling at the camera about how a woman needs to respect a man. Well, I know coming up, we was taught that to get respect, you got to give respect. And
yeah.
the way that he was talking wasn't very respectful. So he made a joke out of himself in that one. Coming to find out, he's on some pedo type stuff where he is also on camera going live talking about how he, and I'm glad we're not on air, but he lets his son touch his genitals after he gets done messing with his mama.
Oh, my God.
Right, but everybody gets behind it. That's why I say I don't care what nobody says. I don't trust nobody's anything until I know you know you. If I know you know you, then we cool. But just to trust you off your man, you know how many people, how many? Oh man, so
sickos out there.
It's some sickos out there. It is. It is some sickos out there. And what it is that people are agreeing with this lifestyle, not knowing how sick these people really are. It's idol worship.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at that couple they got yesterday. The people had called that took the little boy away. They gave him back the little boy, and the people had called and said that he was being abused. They killed that 5-year-old boy and put him in a shallow grave. The only way they found him is because of the cell phone.
Damn.
They do some crazy stuff.
We're the uncivilized ones. We're the ones that don't. It's satanic. It's satanic. I'll go ahead and give y'all the whole game. If you look back into it and how it's all set up, these are all rituals, and it's sadistic. It's evil. It's pure. It's evil. And if you guys don't know that, I can't help you with that other than to tell you, do what I did and do the research.
Yep.
Do the research, and you'll see for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they got this machine. They got this machine in Switzerland and Switzerland and France on the border, and it's 17 miles around in a circle. And they smashing atoms. They shooting atoms at light speed at each other, trying to find out what the Big Bang was like.
What? And they're trying to get to the black hole right now. They're trying to get to the black hole. And they're saying every time
black hole
they
showed
up
on TV.
Yes, they saying every time they make a blast, they're opening up and they're trying. They are literally trying to bring spirits from out of the deep black holes, so that they can come out, because they worship all this crazy crap, okay? So this stuff is not made up. They're literally saying
it's really not.
They're showing what they're doing.
It's really not. Everything, the world is but a stage.
They showed the girl who found the black hole. It's supposed to be 50 million miles away or something like that.
Either way it goes, we know where it's at. So in the meantime, they're opening up this circle over and over again, right? They keep running these tests and you don't even know about it, right? So every time they do it, I'm thinking that they're breaking down. Remember the veil they spoke of in the Bible?
Well, when you don't know that
again. Okay, well, there was a veil that you weren't supposed to lift. That's what they spoke of in the Bible.
Oh.
Right? And they're lifting behind that veil. And there's reasons why the Bible says that. But they're lifting behind that veil. And what we're experiencing is that if you guys don't pay attention to a lot of stuff, it's called the Mandela Effect. Because some people remember Nelson Mandela dying in the 90s when he was in jail. Some people remember Nelson Mandela getting out of jail and becoming president. Which one do you believe?
I remember that.
It was on today. They say he's 27 years in jail, and he got out and became the president of
are you
South
sure?
Africa.
Like, are you for sure, for sure? Are you positive?
Well, I thought he died.
I saw it on TV.
Back in the 80s. What do y'all think? What happened? Who
I don't know.
It was the 90s. He died in the 90s in jail, right?
No, they why say he's
story,
he
why
came
is their
out
story
being
even,
president.
Why are we even stopping to think about that?
Y'all
because it might. See, why is that confusing? Why is that confusing? We should. This is history. We should know for sure what this is.
Yeah.
But we don't. That's the Mandela effect. And you notice a lot of things that are different.
In a chair, sitting in a chair today. Nelson Mandela.
How do you spell JCPenney?
J C P E N N E Y.
You sure? Because it's supposed to be JCPENNY. Where do you come from?
Well.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah. The
reason I ask you all those questions is because this thing called the Mandela Effect, where they're opening up, they're crashing these atoms trying to recreate the Big Bang. And what they're really doing is they're changing things in our world to another world. And I don't know if you guys believe in the multi-dimensional. It's different realities. It's different realities, and they're all layered on top of each other, and we're all doing different things in our different realities. But they have merged. It's a lot more things. Just look up Mandela Effect on YouTube, and you'll notice there's a lot of things that have changed that you don't even realize changed right in front of your face.
Like the
line from Forrest Gump. My mama always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that everybody else remembers, but that line doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in the movie.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch it now, he never said that.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. Some of the Bible's like that, too. Some of the same words in different Bibles, and they can be changed. And some of the stuff not in one
they're
Bible.
They're even changing parts of the Bible.
Of the
Bible.
Pretty soon they're not going to talk about gay people in the Bible. And like that story about Sodom and Gomorrah, pretty soon that's not going to exist. But think about it.
Yep. You know why? Because it's a reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a reality. That's what we're living in now. It's reality.
That goes back to our Hollywood discussion. That goes directly back to our Hollywood discussion. They're living debaucherous, and we're being
They don't have no morals. I mean, they just don't have
don't
no
need
morals.
Them. They got
they
money.
Just don't care.
Yeah,
they just don't care what they do.
They don't have to have a conscience. They don't have to have a
soul.
And
they
don't have to have morals. Money takes the place of all of that.
No morals at all.
Money takes the place of all of that.
Money.
They got the money, so they gonna do it. Just because you got money, that don't mean you don't have morals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. I can kill people. I can do whatever I want to, and can't nobody stop me because I can just pay to get out of it.
That's right.
You're right.
It shouldn't be like that, but it is.
You know,
It's like that in Alexandria. What do you mean?
Hey, y'all.
I know, but I just... Go ahead, Chuck.
I want to ask y'all a question that nobody really don't like to touch on because they just leave it alone. I think some people behind it. Anybody know what happened to Lester? That guy named Lester?
Oh, the from the fire department.
No, ma'am. The guy that they kidnapped and they took him in front of his front yard.
But he worked for the fire department, right?
I know what I'm telling you. I know
he was doing that, but he worked for the fire department too.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold up. I want to tell y'all something before you finish that. I'm sorry, truck driver. But guess what just came up on my Facebook page? Listen to this. This is on KLB. Now a tax-exempt church, the Satanic Temple, says it's been designated a church by the Internal Revenue Service. Did you hear what I just said?
Yep. The government now recognizes a Satanic church. The government now recognizes the Satanic Church
as a church, which means they get taxed.
And you know what it took? You know what it took to pass that? It took votes to pass that.
Yeah, it actually votes passed.
Uh-huh.
And if you believe in that, still right there, we need to get. Let me hush my mouth. If you believe in that, we need to get you out of there.
Yep.
Ain't that something? So. I don't believe in God.
Somebody listen to us.
Sure is.
They give it to
Universal
Collective Network the blues tonight.
Wow.
Well,
now,
I tell you what, you guys are now understanding what Universal Collective Network is really all about. There isn't a doubt in our mind that black people can establish themselves and be amongst the league. We did it before. We did it so well in that little town, and they had, what was the name of that town?
Oklahoma.
In Greenwood, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
The one in Greenwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, but there were several of them.
Yeah, well, them black cities that was built by all black people, that employed all black people, those places were prosperous. We had bus lines. We had transportation set up. We had restaurants. We had all that in our own black city, our own lawyers, our own dentists, our own doctors, and they came and bombed it.
Because they're afraid of the power of the black person. They're afraid of the power.
Edgar Hoover said the biggest threat in America, is the culmination or the combination of multiple black people. The black family.
I made a comment yesterday on Facebook about if we would only buy entirely black, we would cripple America's economy. And somebody said no, because the reason why that wouldn't be possible is because white folks make the tax code. Well, we can create our own tax system. Yes, we can.
Yep.
We can do it. But if we create our own tax system, we don't have to abide by their tax system. Yes, we can cripple America's economy, because our money would not, revolve around.
I'm
going to
tell you something that y'all don't realize. You are, the income tax itself is illegal.
And
there is nowhere in the Constitution that the income tax exists.
But you cannot fight them, though, but it's illegal. That's something,
boy.
But
don't pay them.
There's an African-American woman who used to work for IRS, and she's going around telling people how illegal it is. And she's gotten in trouble, too. They sent her through the ringer, but she still says the same thing. It's illegal. And she's proving it to people. She goes all over the place speaking about it.
I'll break one of them going out of her car one day. Hate to say it.
No, they put her in jail and everything. You
fucking with the money. Excuse my language. You messing with my money. I'll be damned.
And she didn't do nothing. They put her in jail.
She was speaking on something, and they don't want her speaking on
that. Back to truck driver.
Now, she was saying something very unpopular.
Yeah.
You see that? You
yeah.
said something very unpopular. You see what happened to her?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Even though people may agree with her.
Yeah. So she got freedom of speech. Well, hold on. I thought we had freedom of speech. Well, you do, but you just can't say this. So.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we don't have freedom then. I'm going to say that first, and then I'm going to ask you why. They always say it's better to ask for an apology later than for permission right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I just don't understand that. She's doing something totally illegal. She's not talking about killing the president or nothing. She's not talking about no hurting nobody. She just say this and they knock the lady up. Why ain't that something? Well, I tell you, the Negro is still not free.
As you can see. And they want you to work for $7.20. They really want you to work for free, but they're offering you $7.25.
Yeah. And don't say nothing about it either.
Don't say nothing about them sick days.
And if
that's
you talk about,
about
it, you talk about it, you ain't gonna have no job tomorrow.
Man, we already interviewed somebody to replace
you. You know what I'm saying? if you say, well, why I can't get more than 725? Well, tomorrow you don't need to come in.
You know they say. Yeah,
well,
you gotta,
if we put that, now listen to what Bill 422 does. What Bill 422 does is it removes the ban on city councils. Well, basically, let me put it in a demonstration. The city council would then have to vote on what the local minimum wage is here in Alexandria, Louisiana. That's what they would have to vote on.
Well, evidently, you know, they're getting free money, so they don't give a damn about nobody else.
Well, now you get to see who's who.
All right. You're right. You're going to get beat up. You're going to get the big beat up.
Now you get to see who's who. And if you guys aren't paying attention, you'll just be voting for the same people you've been voting for. That's how Jock got away with it. Nobody was paying attention.
Yeah. And y'all paying attention.
So, we all paying attention now. We got to pay attention because it means if we got this big chance now with all these black people in power and political positions, we need to take advantage of it. We need to hold them accountable. You went and worked for the black vote. So now we got to make sure, because you know what, the hunters don't hesitate to do that shit. When the hunters and the NRA donate to your campaign, they want you to endorse that shit.
You want to come on with it. You got to come on with it when they vote. When they give you some money, you got to come on with it. But you know what, y'all? We were hoodwinked when we got Obama in office, because everybody say, oh, Lord, hallelujah, kumbaya. We got a black president, and he ain't do a damn thing for black folks. So what
we stay there? Let me tell you something, and this is something I came across. You gonna do whatever it takes to get you across, no matter if it's 725 or whether it's 525.
Yeah.
You gonna come up, cause that's the life we live. That's the life we're survivors. That's why they haven't shipped us all back to Africa. If we was a small population and they really really wanted to, they could ship us all back to Africa. But we're too big now. They keep calling us a minority, but it's more of us than it is of them. And in 30 to 40 years, it won't be none of them. It'll be all us.
Well, here's the deal. They know they can't ship us back, so guess what? They just don't give us no money. They don't give us no financial.
Wait, ship us back? Wait, ship us back. I mean, ship us back. We never went nowhere. We're indigenous to America.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Hello?
Went the other way. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to play a game.
Okay.
Ms. Agnes?
Yeah, Ms. Agnes. She hung up. She's going to come back in. That was Ms. Agnes. She's going to come back on.
But yeah, man. They really planned our demise. And we really fell for it.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this real quick, you guys. Listen to this real quick. This is the guy, and this is the lady who said the African-American woman, she was an IRS agent, that states that we're not supposed to be paying. Now, listen to this. Listen.
Nobody has been able to show that there is a law, average American citizen, working day in and day out, paid and paid. According to the People Foundation,
Competition Education, the USA
Today, on July
7th. What is that noise?
And within the body of I don't know.
Somebody's watching TV. I think we're talking too much.
No, I'm hearing a clinking noise, a clink click like somebody.
Oh, that might be the Fed. No, they like to listen. Hey, Fed. You the op.
I have not signed that law. I've asked Congress, we've asked a lot of people, in the IRS commissioners, helpers. They can't answer, because if they answer, the American people are going to know that this whole thing is a fraud.
There is no law. There is no law that requires the average American worker in the private sector to pay a direct unapportioned tax on their labor and compensation for services. There is no law.
I really expected that, of course, there's a law that you can point to in the law book, the code, that requires you to file a tax return. Of course there is. I mean, I don't know what it is right then as he was speaking to me, but sure. So naively, I agreed to go off and research it and get back to him. 3.5 months later, I was at that point where I couldn't find the statute that clearly made a person liable, at least not me and most people I know. And I had no choice in my mind except to resign.
I had to leave the IRS because I presented evidence that I had accumulated indicating that the agency was violating the law and violating people's rights. And I asked the agency for a response to my sincere concerns. And the answer I got was that they would not respond to my concerns and that they would provide me with the paperwork necessary to tender my resignation.
You can look through the statute and look for the law that requires you to pay. And when you do that, you can't identify a law that requires the average person in America who earns a wage and works in private business to pay an income tax.
American citizens, along with the foundation, have been asking the IRS to specifically provide them with the underlying legal foundation upon which they administer and enforce the personal income tax laws in our country.
At the national level, when people would attempt to contact somebody of a much higher authority, say the commissioner, same kind of thing, they would get answers that were in effect non-answers.
You have to understand that an agency which will unlawfully impose a tax that doesn't exist, it's not going to care if we, the people, don't know what our rights are. They're not going to tell us.
If Americans just learned that the IRS was actually knowingly deceiving them, that would be enough for them to rise up and put a stop to it.
100% of what is collected is absorbed solely by interest on the federal debt. All individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the services taxpayers expect from government. People have been told, you know, that you need this income tax system to fund government, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, my question is, well, if that's true, how did we fund government from 1776 to 1913?
The main purpose of the income tax is not to raise revenue, but to redistribute wealth and to control society.
A lot of people might say, well,
okay, did you hear that, you guys?
Okay.
Hello?
So, automatically thought of Trump. Yeah, I was thinking of Trump the whole time.
Yeah, me too. He might know that. Hey, look, I ain't got a paycheck, but, you know.
Now, boy, these are all agents. Let me say this. One of them was a criminal investigator for IRS. The other ones were agents that were that will come after you. They will be the ones to come after you if you didn't pay your taxes. And the black woman came up with this deal where she said what happened with her was how she found out that there was none. They came up with a deal where they pay you $50,000 if you can find in the Constitution where it says that we're supposed to pay income tax. And there was no way that she found that. So she won because it was actually nowhere she could find it. So that's where her thing started at, and that's why they went after her, because she was one of the first people to say and tell people that there is no way, nowhere, saying that we're supposed to be paying income tax. And her name was Sherry Jackson.
I just want to say I'm glad I'm a private contractor.
You got to pay. No, you still got to fill out that 1099.
Yeah. Okay. They don't say that nowhere in the law. I got to fill that out.
Here she goes. Her name is
Sherry Peel Jackson.
Yeah, Sherry Peel Jackson.
CPA, fraud examiner. She was working for the IRS. On the fast track to success there. She was very well.
It's a money making scheme.
All of the work she did, and she realized that there is no law and that the biggest fraud was the IRS.
I tried to be the best at whatever I did, but when I got to the IRS, I hit the ground running. My first year in 1980, I got a fraud award. It's a Shaped in Georgia award for fraud. But I got numerous awards, and my biggest one is from the IRS commissioner himself. Back in 1995, it was Fred T. Goldberg. One of the things that I wanted to keep you up on, as far as what the IRS does, before I get into the story.
Let me see if I can just put it up on our page.
It had what's called the Market Segment Specialization Program.
Like, yeah, give everybody the title and where to find it at.
Okay, hold up.
How could you find it, though? Without going to Google, they got access to your bank account and everything.
I mean, they got access to everything. They know everything about you. I think the IRS is the arm of the CIA.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They all together. They all together. But guess what? When you get in trouble about something, the first thing they do is freeze your bank account. The first thing they do.
That's the first thing they do.
That bank account is froze, Jack.
Remember, there's literally three questions that everyone asks you when you go to use your social security number. Because all that guy's
What is that noise? What is that noise?
I don't know.
Somebody's doing lines in the bathroom.
That right there. What is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Hold up, you guys. I'm saying it now.
You can't hear it.
I hear a lot of somebody's close to something.
Mute everybody's microphone.
Hello? Oh,
okay.
I'm
hold
up.
I'm
like a fan.
Called a Market Segment Specialization Program, or MSSP. They would take different market segments, like ministers, and try to figure out how much money you were under-reporting. Let's take a beautician, for example. I'm going to audit her beauty shop. She owns the shop and she has some people working there. Based on the assumption that the IRS has that people don't report all of their money, but they like to put all their expenses on there. So granted, all her expenses are on the tax return, and I figure out how many bottles of this and that she bought, I can calculate it all up for you. So I'll tell Sophia, after it's all over and we're buddy-buddy, I just shock her, and I go, well, guess what? It looks like, based on my calculations, that you really bought in $80,000, but you got this on the tax return. So here, you have to owe you and the IRS tax $30,000. What would she do? She would shut up. She would sign off on it. I only have two cases in 7.5 years where somebody is actually busted. People are so afraid. The government and the media have gotten you guys so afraid of the IRS that you don't even buckle. Now, mind you, she might have left the money off. Maybe there was several times where she just didn't afford the cash. And maybe that's why. Maybe she didn't have, she had no idea how much she quote unquote underreported. Maybe that was it. But they always acquiesce. They got one, anybody own a laundromat? They have one that will calculate based on your water bill. How many loads of water is there under me? And the point to all of this is what they do to people, and people just acquiesce to it. When I quit the IRS in 1995, and after maybe a year of being Jim Cleaver and realizing that was just not me, I called my shingle, which in accounting terms or business terms is you start your own business. Now, you know that picture of Uncle Sam, the one that says Uncle Sam wants you? I used that same picture, and I had it really big, and I said, Uncle Sam wants your money, but I'm a former IRS agent, and I'm going to show you how to get it back. You know, the people came running, and then these people start coming to me saying, I keep hearing that we're not supposed to pay tax, or I keep hearing that the tax law is a fraud. And like I said, I was raised differently. I never would look at that person and say, you're a cuckoo. I wouldn't even think it. It's like, okay, you know, in this back burner back here, I would think to myself, there's some people out there that actually think that the income tax doesn't apply to us, or it's a fraud, or it's the only supply. But I didn't know anything about it, because remember, I'm rolling around with my little businesses and whatnot. So one night in early June, one of my pastor clients called. It was night. It was about 9 o'clock at night. She said, you know what? I think it was maybe a Wednesday night, after her Wednesday night service. She said, I got this parishioner. This keeps bugging me about this income tax she's talking about, that we're not liable for the income tax, and she wants to talk to me. Can I give this lady your telephone number? And I said, okay. So maybe about 10 minutes later, this lady called me. She said, I have a question for you. Are we supposed to pay income tax or not? And I said, okay. Do you want the cuff answer or do you want the real answer? She said, I want the real answer. I said, well, I really don't know. You know, even though I'm a former IRS agent,
I haven't done the research, but I hear that there's a credible body of evidence out there that says that we don't owe income tax. I was okay. I mean, I took the information. I was sitting there listening, like, okay. And, you know, I said, okay, just take a lot of information. I don't know where she got it from. So a few weeks later, she called me again and she said, Miss Harrison, remember the information I told you on the phone? It's in the USA Today. Pull it up on the internet. Okay, so I got the USA Today.
Okay.
CR Southeast Region. First of all, I'll read it. It has my picture up here, and it says, Sherry Jackson, whose signature and picture appear above, is duly commissioned as Internal Revenue Agent and has authority to perform all duties conferred upon such officers under all laws and regulations administered by the Internal Revenue Service, including the authority to investigate and require and receive information as to all matters relating to going and going and take black
okay.
people.
All right.
But, you know, thinking about stuff like that, you know, what
trying to find, okay.
here, I'm thinking I really have a
So, I just wanted to let you hear her talk about that's what made her go look into why somebody came to her and told her that we're not supposed to be paying income tax, and she took it from there. Her name is Sherry Jackson.
Amazon's
going to
keep
paying tax. Yeah, you're right. Huh?
Is that your phone or ours?
What?
That with that noise.
No, it's not mine. Mm-mm. Oh, with that humming noise?
Yeah, I guess.
Hold up. Let me see. Nope, that's not me.
Oh.
I'm hearing a humming noise.
Okay. Hold up.
Everybody still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Is y'all recording that? Yeah.
Okay, Tavares went off. It's just me, you. Hello, Miss Agnes. I mean, Miss Velma, you still there? Oh. I guess we're the only ones on here now. Hold up. Oh, she might have put us on mute if she's doing something else, because sometimes she does that.
Okay.
Miss Velma did. Okay, so I was just basically trying to, let me take this off. I was just basically telling you that she was the lady who was working for the IRS and found out that that was true about it not having, you know, and all the stuff she went through because she went and discovered that. So a lot of things that we're doing as Americans really, 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 oh, you know what? They kicked us off again, y'all. I didn't even know we were off. Ooh, we keep getting voice. Something we saying that's making them mad tonight. I don't know what it is, but we are definitely making them mad. I don't know what it is. They just hate us. They hate us on Facebook. But see, that's the way they do to keep us from talking.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing on. It's nothing where it would interfere with us talking about it. But that's all right. But anyway, so as you can see, let's see here. As you can see, that the information that we talk about is true. The thing I'm trying, oh, I know what I want to do. The thing about the, what's her name? Claren Hatchett, whatever her name is, about the facial. That stuff is true. She came on Ellen DeGeneres to talk about it. You know what YouTube did? YouTube removed her video. YouTube removed her. And just what happened with me was the other night I was rolling through my, you know when you watch one video and then a whole bunch of other videos come up?
Yeah.
That's how I found out about that, is because that video came up on the list of videos that I was watching. And I should have shared it, but I didn't. I don't think I shared it. Let me go on my page and see if I shared it. Because if I shared it, I can play it if they haven't before they removed it. But it says on when I showed it, when I was reading it, I saw that they had removed the video altogether. But she literally is talking about the ideal that they did this.
Hmm.
Oh, and another thing I want to talk about, too, It's 10:02. Dog, time went by fast tonight. Another thing I want to talk about, I want to discuss, is the idea that we are the most depressed place to live. And I also wanted to know if it's not on here, because if it was on here, it would have already showed up. So I'm on my page right now, my Facebook page right now. Do you know what your credit? There's a thing. The credit score range is saying the different numbers for your credit score. If anybody's interested, excellent means excellent is 780 to 850. Very good is 740 to 779. Above average is 720 to 739. Average is 680 to 719. Below average is 620 to 679. Poor is 580 to 619. Very poor is 520 to 579. And worse is 520. Anything lower than 520. Okay? Those are the credit scores. Isn't that something?
Yeah, indeed. Man, words don't mean nothing now. They got to go on credit score.
Let me see something else. I found out. Where is that thing about? Let me show you something about Louisiana. Let's see. Give me a second here. Here it goes. Americans are the, this is about America itself. It says, Americans are among the most distressed and unhappy people in the world. Can you believe that?
Well, the only thing we're doing is grinding and, you know, America don't even take vacations. You know,
huh?
I got people, America don't even take vacations. All we do is grind. Work.
Mm-hmm.
All through
that,
go back
to
work.
That's all we do. Okay, it says the Americans are the most stressed and unhappy people in the world. Survey on global well-being reveals. Hold up. Let me see something here. Okay. It says, some 55% of Americans reported feeling a lot of stress within the past 24 hours, putting the nation on par with many countries in developing, according to the Gallup poll of 150,000 people worldwide. America is tied for fourth place with Sri Lanka, Iran, and Albania on the list of the most stressed out nations. Greece ranks first with 59% for stress, followed by the Philippines at 58% and Tanzania at 57%. Their work also revealed that 22% of U.S. adults felt a lot of anger and 45% felt a great deal of worry. Despite the gloomy outlook, 64% of U.S. adults say they had learned or done something interesting in the prior 24 hours. By comparison, just 49% of all global respondents could say the same. Americans are the most stressed population in the world, on par with many countries in developing world, according to a new survey on global well-being. let me see. I think that's all that was. It was to tell us. And then it's got a graph. You guys, they kicked us off of Facebook so many times that I can't even put us up. I can't even pull us up anymore, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to waste our time with that. But know this, we are the most stressed out people, okay? We are definitely the most stressed out people in the world, one of the most stressed out people in the world. We rank four, I think it said. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to wrap it up a little early tonight because I don't like the idea that we were not able to share a lot of this information that I wanted to share with you guys. I want you to go, if you don't believe what I said about the penis facial, please go back to, let me see if I can pull it up again. Go back to, I'm going to put it up on my page. You go over to my page and look at it. it was a People magazine article, and Sandra Bullock and Sharon Theron, whatever her name is, Thatcher, whatever, she was the one who said she used it too. Okay? They're using penis foreskin from, they're using foreskin from Korean babies. That's what they say. It could be our babies. We don't know that. Because, you know, when they do the, when they do the, when they circumcise them, that's where they get it from.
That sounds nasty. You know,
it does. It does. It sounds disgusting. Hold up. Maybe I can be able to play it real quick. Give me a second. And you can hear it for yourself.
A couple months ago,
Kate
Blanchett admitted to that Sandra Bullock and her went and got a certain kind of facial in New York when they had some downtime shooting Ocean's 8. Today, Sandra sat down with Ellen and explained exactly what it was.
Well, it's this way in which one forces through microneedling. It's like a little roller with these, some of you, I think many of you know it, and it pushes through the skin and ruptures the collagen and then boosts it. You look like a burn victim for a day, but then it pushes.
What are you pushing into the skin, Sarah? What are you pushing into the skin?
Well, you push in whatever the facialist would like to insert into your pores.
But what is it?
It is an extraction from a piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away, and they somehow figured out how to extract.
It's foreskin from a Korean baby. That's what it is.
I don't think. It's not like I'm lying there with little pieces all over my face. It's like.
Who thinks of collecting it and having it for, we'll do something with this
and
someday.
Why didn't we come up with that?
Right.
And so we call it, I call it the penis facial, and I think when you see how good it is to your face, you too will run to your local facialist and say, give me the penis.
Now they thought that was funny.
Hell no, I'd never have that done. I don't know if it works, I mean.
Did you see
how
they thought
it?
Huh?
I think they're lying. I bet they're going to be black kids.
I bet you, too. I'm with you on that, baby. I'm with you on that.
I think they're lying.
We do circumcise. They said it comes from some Korean baby. I don't know. I don't believe that.
They want stuff that's in us already, like the melanin and all this stuff right there.
That's right. Our melanin.
I think they lying. Because they say far, far away. No, Korea ain't that damn far away. Y'all lying. Man, don't be sick. And they proud of it.
Who said it lying, huh?
And they proud of it.
Yeah, they proud of it. They very much so proud of it. They don't care. And that's why we said that's why they call it Holly Weird. They don't call it Hollywood. They call it Holly Weird because of the things that are accepted there, because of the things they're allowed to do there.
Man, that's right. So,
that's what they do. Well, y'all heard today Joe Biden launched his 2020. I don't see what the big deal about him talking about. They got 30 people running. Okay? They got 30
can't give
people running.
Himself.
Huh?
He can't give his hands to himself, see?
Yeah, but you know what? I guess they're saying like this. Shit, if Donald Trump can run and win, we might have an opportunity. They said they got a comedian. I'm trying to figure out a comedian make the president of one of those other countries. He's a doggone comedian. And he won. So I guess they're saying try the regular folks now.
But here's the thing about it. The lady said it's been happening. But why you ain't said no he was vice when he's vice president?
Huh?
The lady didn't say nothing when he's vice president that he tried to mess with her.
Yeah. Well, see, and you know what I think we need to do a show on the Me Too movement, too. I think we definitely need to talk about that. I think that should be a show coming up soon. Because I think the Me Too movement, coming from a survivor, because I consider it a survivor of sexual harassment, I don't look at the Me Too movement the same way as, you know, maybe other people do. I think the Me Too movement has good parts to it, but it also has negative parts to it. And the ideal that it was a black woman, and now these white people come in and take over, and if you sneeze their way, they holler sexual harassment. And I think they're taking it to a whole nother level. So I think that would be, just like we talked about abortion today, we all had our opinion about abortion, and we were able to express that without anybody getting angry. Let's do that again with this Me Too movement.
Well, let me tell you something about that Me Too movement. It had a lady at his job in Alexandria, and she was using her position to sleep with young men at the job.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She was the boss lady, and she was using her position to sleep. If the guys didn't sleep with her, she wouldn't give them no hours.
Wow.
And she messed around and talked about the brothers. He came back and told me, and I went straight to her. Hold up, babe. We're not playing that game.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I talked about that real bad on Facebook. She quit her job. I didn't care. We don't do this shit like that.
Wow.
And come to find out, she was doing a lot of guys like that. One girl told me she's not her husband. She's not my husband. She's not my husband the same way. Had it wrote in text, a screenshot. Look, you gonna come to my house, or don't worry about coming to work tomorrow.
Wow.
You know, so I tell folks, I believe in that stuff to a certain extent, you know. I believe it, but, you know, sometimes you go so far back, I'm like, this, say something right then, you know.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait 30, 40 years, say something right then. You know, because never, you know, that's my thing about it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I don't think believe you, you know. But you ain't got nothing to lose to say something right then, you know. You already done it.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
you're right.
Me too. Now, what I don't understand, that big old guy, when that man felt on him, he didn't do nothing about it.
Oh, yeah, you talking about Ted Cruz?
Cruz, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what? Because he wasn't supposed to. That's Holly Weird, and he wasn't supposed to.
Okay, he's going to take it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in jail. Keep your hands yourself. So, well, Mr. Carl, I don't want to get in trouble on the radio station. Like, I just kind of
no, you better not get in trouble tonight. We're gonna take the Me Too movement for the next conversation or next discussion,
yes,
okay?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have a
all
great
right, well,
night. Be
yes,
careful.
Ma'am.
Have a good weekend. Love on everybody you need to love on, long as it's legal.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Take it easy now.
Okay, bye-bye. Good night, everybody. Let's see here. Yeah. Okay. Good night, everybody. Love you. Talk to you later. This is the Can We Be Frank Show, Universal Collective Network. You guys, bye-bye.